CBA Mobile.
ADM Mobile.
Miss, that call, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name's David.
Hey, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel.
And Daniel, I'm in a little traffic jam right now in Wade Hampton there. Right here at Edwards Road there. If you headed east on, I'm sorry, west on Wade Hampton, they got the right lane closed off, and it's a bit of a mess.
Over near there, I just crossed the state line from North Carolina to South Carolina on Highway 25. I'm heading down the mountain.
I tell you, I cannot count the times I've come down that mountain. I used to go to Mars Hill College, and it's Mars Hill University now in North Carolina, and it's about an hour and 45 minute drive. Back then, they didn't have that cut through the part of the mountain there, and a lot of rock and everything, and you had to go through Tuxedo. You had to take the two lane through Tuxedo, and the road took a real sharp turn depending on which way you were going. Anyway, and right in that turn was a big shop, big building, and they sold cigarettes. And back then, I used to smoke, and I could get a pack of cigarettes for $3.99 a carton.
I drive this road almost every day. I drive it several times a week.
You probably seen as much of it as I did. I would come home every weekend and I worked at a Hess station on 291. There's a Starbucks there now. And I worked Friday night and all day Saturday, and the guy paid me $50 under the table. And that was a lot of money back in 1975, 76, 77. And I come home and see my girlfriend, and, you know, after I got off from work, we'd go out.
Most of the head stations are gone at this point.
Yep. We used to clean the windshield, front and rear. We had to check all the fluids. I mean, this was a requirement. It didn't matter if they were getting the dollars worth of gas or fill up. That's what you did. And back then, probably the average purchase was $5 gas. And I don't know how much that got you. I think it was in the 30s, 30 cents, 30, 35 cents a gallon. But they had 101 octane gas back then. Was the highest octane they had.
That's the good gas. That's the stuff you use for racing. It's a lot lower these days. I don't know why. I'm not really certain. Well, I see, though. I usually put about $5 in my motorcycle when I go to drive it around. Somewhere between $5 and $7, that gets me anywhere from 200 to 250 miles.
Here I'm in the driveway. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage. I'm not sure if I could hit the repeater. I'm talking on an HT. It's connected to my antenna on my car, but it's only putting out 8 watts. But I've got a Honda Valkyrie, but it's a 6-cylinder, horizontally opposed 6, and you might get 100 miles out of a tank. But boy, that thing, it's got about 135 horsepower. It will really take off.
Talking about someone who lives near me has a yellow one. It's a really pretty bike.
Gorgeous. It's a 98, but the guy took immaculate care. I mean, it doesn't have a scratch on it. It's burgundy and kind of a, I think they called it a bone. Well, that wasn't bone. Anyway, it's a cream, kind of a cream color, cream and burgundy. Of course, it's got the windshield on it and seat rest for the passenger. And it's got the hard bags on the back. It's a nice bike, a lot of chrome. And it's a lot of fun to ride.
Well, hang on a second. I'm at an intersection. I have a manual transmission. Give me 1 second and I'll get back to you. I'm back.
Well, I drive a Mustang, a 2012 Mustang GT. It's got a 6-speed manual, and it can be challenging to talk on the radio and have to shift gears, you know, and that kind of thing, but I made it work, and anyway, I had a nice radio in here, a dual bander, but it was 15, 20 years old, and it finally kicked the bucket, so I got one on order, and they're telling me it'll probably be here either by the weekend or Monday next week.
Driving a 2009 International ProStar 18-wheeler with a 10-speed manual transmission. So, lots of gears. And I have a 7-watt handheld HT.
You're hitting the repeater well, and yeah, you got a few more gears. Do you have a low and a high range too, or that you can go into if needed?
Transmission is 5 low and 5 high. And the 5 low gears will get you from 0 to 15 miles an hour. Then high is everything else.
Well, I've never driven an 18-wheeler. I've always wanted to, just for the experience. But anyway, well, I'm going to go ahead and pull this pony into the garage and run on back in the house there. But good to talk with you. Be careful out there on the road. A lot of crazy people. And I'll say 73s, but enjoyed talking with you. And I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CBA.
Yeah, they can be a lot of fun and a big headache, too. They can be very frustrating to drive, especially with everyone else around. And I don't really get a complaint about them or anything. It's just, you know how it is from riding a motorcycle. People are annoying. And the bigger the vehicle, the bigger of a headache it is. Anyways, good talking to you. And nice bike. Maybe I'll see you out sometime. I have a 2016 Ninja 300 that I got to learn on. I got it 4 months ago. I put 10,000 miles on it so far. Almost 10,000. I'm over 9,000. Between 9 and 10,000. Good talking to you. Maybe catch you later on down the road. KB4CDA, KJ4WZM, 73C. Have a good one.
Hey, Dave, you still there? KN4 VWA. And is that you, Scott? Talking to
you. I don't recall his name. He's driving an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, I spoke to a young man the other day. I believe his name was Scott. He drives for an outfit that he's about the only driver left, and he's getting lots of road time in. So what are you doing with your car outside the garage? I worry about you all the time.
KJ4WZM, it was me you talked to, and name's Daniel, not Scott.
Daniel, that's right. How you doing, bud?
Good guy, for a second, I gotta change roads again. I'm going from 11 out of 276, so y'all carry on for a few minutes.
Did you get your radio in, Dave?
Did you get your radio in? Okay, I'll be standing by, KN4 VWA. All right, Steve, am I making the repeater KB4CBA?
You are now. Did you get your new radio?
I tell you, I was real disappointed. They sent me a tracking number, and it was for what I thought was a separation kit, but what I got in the mail was not. It was a piece of plastic and a 2-inch wire. They charged me $50, so I had to put it back in the box, and I had to pay another $5 to ship it back to them. And they're going to ship me the wire I need for, to separate the head from the body. But they said the radio probably wouldn't be here on Monday.
Oh, heck. That means they did not have it in stock in Virginia or Atlanta then.
I think it's coming from Anaheim, California.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, shoot, I was kind of hoping you'd have that radio in by now.
Me both. I mean, I was all excited. It was supposed to have been here yesterday. Well, the tracking thing said, and it didn't come. So it said today. It said looked at the tracking number. Said it had been delivered, by the post office, and it was in my mailbox. So I ran out there and I saw the box, and I grabbed it, and I felt how light it was and everything. I did. It felt like a fly as a feather. I said, "Well, dang, this ain't no radio. This is the separation kit," and it was the wrong thing. So, I'm just striking out left and right.
Well, patience, Grasshopper. Patience. You still in there, Daniel?
Get back to the shop in about 5 minutes, and then my weekend starts.
Well, yahoo! That's good, so you don't have to drive Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday, I'm driving Sunday.
Okay. Well, are they still running you pretty hard?
Yes.
Driver hired.
Yep.
Well, that's good, because you can't put in so many miles a week or so many hours. They run it by hours driven now, don't they?
On duty, 70 hours inside of a week. And you can drive up to 11 hours a day or be on duty up to 14 hours in a day.
They have a thing on there that tells your speed so that they can tell how fast you drive.
Yeah, a digital log on this. It tells everything.
That sucks. So you gotta watch the speed limit.
I've gotten fussed at before for it too.
I would too if I drove one of those. But anyway, well, better you than me, bud. That's all I got to say. I'm retired.
Well, retread too. So what are you driving, a conventional or a cab over? What you driving?
2009 International ProStar, 15 liter Cummins diesel, and 10 speed Eaton Fuller transmission. It's got a sleeper, a compact sleeper, so it's small, it's not like a full size.
Never need the sleeper, do you?
Well, I'm long haul.
That's right, you told me you run up north some. Man, I wouldn't want to do that, not with the icing conditions and wintertime and all that business. No.
I'm not sure of it, and I think it's actually going to snow this year, unlike last year.
Think about all these folks that come down here from up north and say, oh, you people, they roll up the sidewalks and shut everything down when they predict snow. Hell, I knew a guy that used to run his mouth until he found out that we don't get snow, we get ice, and he put his brand new truck in a ditch. We all just kind of laughed at him and said, well, now you know.
The weather runs in cycles. I don't know if you're from here your whole life or not.
It gets better when we get snow. As a matter of fact, I can pretty much go in any of it. I keep a four-wheel drive of some description. But now I've lived here since 64. Matter of fact, I've seen a couple of snows we've had, I mean, you know, 10, 12 inches.
Late 70s, the 80s, last one in 1993. We've had up to 1 to 2 feet, depending on where you were. And Asheville's had 2+ feet quite a bit between the end of the 70s and the beginning of the 90s. They got big snows.
I'm going to jump out of here. I got to let the dog out where she has a fit. Y'all go ahead and, Daniel, once again, be careful out there. Glad you almost to your destination there. 73 Steve and Daniel, and I am clearing out. KB4 CPA.
KB4 CPA, Dave, you take it easy, bud. And Phil says he was just in tears because he missed you. Later on, bud. So, Daniel, did I ever tell you my story about the Volkswagen?
You can go ahead and tell me. I'm turning the corner into work, so I'm going to have to get off of here. I'll clear out right after you tell me your story.
Well, it's kind of short. I drive a Dodge 2500 diesel, and I was riding down Interstate 85 about, it's a 2019, and this was earlier this year, and I kept feeling something going thump, 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 thump. I've got something stuck in my tire. Doggone it. So I pulled over, and you know what I found?
Idea.
A 1962 Volkswagen microbus full of hippies.
Oh, how? Or are you just being silly?
Yeah. Oh, me. No, I tell you what, you be careful out there. Don't run over any hippies, okay?
Yeah, I seen one of those old VW buses earlier today. All right, have a good one. I'll catch you later. KJ4WZM, I will be clear.
Looks like you got a target painted on your butt. KJ4BWA, I'm clear.
Paul is driving the tractor. You got a minute?
Than what I thought. Go ahead.
He's driving a tractor, a new one. Is that automatic or standard?
What?
Oh, I won't keep you. I ran a one-stack Mac in the north, pulled 245s on the throughway.
That's cool. This is a new one. It's a one-stack. This is a 2009 International. It's got a 15 liter Cummins V8 turbo diesel and a 10 speed manual Eaton Fuller.
Oh, five-speed fuller. I'm retired 21 years. I didn't have five-speed fuller. I forgot what the engine was in it, but it ran well. We had the company I worked for. They had Macs all the years I was there, and went up through from V61 up to the last one I had was 98, I think, because I retired in 99. So I had all new equipment. Well, you said you're going to work, so I won't keep you. Name is Ronnie, K2SST.
I'm jumping in. That's neat to hear. K2SX. Me, I think it was KJ4WZM. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. Name is Daniel. Great talking to you. And I'm enjoying this so far. Catch you later. 73. I'll be clear.
Sierra Tango. K2SST. Sierra Tango. Have a pleasant day. If you're going to be driving today, have a safe day.